The news of the day, maybe the new, probably the biggest news locally, especially around the Cowboys since they lost to the Rams in the divisional round of the playoffs. Jason Witten coming out of the Monday Night Football booth to rejoin the Cowboys for his 16th season. Your immediate reaction?
Like I said, when we opened the show, man, I woke up and I had a text from my wife that Witten is coming back. And I'm just thinking she's trying to be funny, you
she's
know.
She's trolling.
Yeah. And lo and behold, my phone just started banging. Bing, 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 bing. I heard it, but I turned on the radio to, you know, JJT and Matt McLaren, and Matt just salivating. You know, McLaren is going off, you know, loving it. And I'm like,
of course he is. And no so, surprise
yeah.
there.
And so me, I go automatically into football player mode. I'm like, okay, what does this mean for the other tight ends?
Right.
You know, leadership in the locker room is reestablished. Yeah. Where do all of this go? So I'm tweeting JJT as we go, like, okay, where's the leadership go? How many snaps? And, you know, and they trying to answer this. No, don't nobody know.
The first thing my first reaction was, okay, is this a fake Todd Archer account?
Right.
Because there's just no way, right? I mean, then you go to the Dallas Cowboys Twitter account and they've released a press release and you're like, okay, wow, this has come out of nowhere. And usually you hear some kind of rumbling leading up. It doesn't just happen out of the blue. And I mean, I guess you hear those, then of course all the stuff breaks out. Well, he thought about coming back in the middle of last season, but the Cowboys ultimately decided that wasn't the right time. Well, apparently now it's the right time to bring him back at 36 years old. He'll be 37 for next season. For a 16th season, which, by the way, is the most for any player in Cowboys history.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess it's a great thing.
You're trying to get there.
Yeah, me personally, you know, and I understand where you see it at JJT, but and I know we're supposed to wait, but where does he fit in at?
Right.
And that's the only question. Is he going to come back? And people saying, well, of course he's not going to play 45, 50 snaps. But until you give me an answer to that, and that answer can be only answered in going in, coming out of training camp, going into the first three or four games. And that's my big, that's going to be, that's, you have a dynamic here where you had a guy that played 100% of the snaps.
Yeah.
He did not come out of the game.
Ed Warder, who was on earlier with Jam Session, actually tweeted out, in 2017, he played 98.6% of snaps.
Okay.
So he virtually never came out off the field.
Now, you've taken a year off. Your legs are fresh.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think that, okay, he automatically is the best tight end on the Dallas Cowboys team.
Right.
Okay. Where does that leave everybody else? We go back to not developing any tight ends. Everybody play. We stay tight end by committee. He does 60%, 40%. And like I said, I know we're supposed to wait, but
that's the big thought,
wait.
Though, right? I mean, that's, you know, and that's going to be the biggest challenge. And again, 855-787-1033. We'd love to hear from some Cowboy fans and get their thoughts on this. If you guys want to call into the show. That's the interesting thing, right? Because you look at this whole thing, we know what he's done. He leads the Cowboys in games played, in consecutive games played, in starts, consecutive starts, receptions, receiving yards. He's fourth all-time in the NFL in receptions. He's second in Cowboys history in touchdowns. His accolades speak for himself, but at the end of the day, this is going to be a 37-year-old tight end who hasn't played football in 12 months.
You know... I'm a believer of this right here. You drafted Schultz, I think, last year in the fourth.
Yeah.
You went out and you got Blake Jarwin, and he was slow to develop. Jeff Swain, only knock on him, I think, is can he stay healthy? Jason Witten never missed a game.
And Swain's a free agent
now,
too.
And Swain's a free agent. Okay. Where do you stand? Do you still draft a tight end if a tight end is there at your second or third pick? Or do you go into the fourth round again and all of a sudden Witten don't play the following year? Where does that leave you?
It's interesting. I think what it does is it gives the Cowboys options. It makes them more flexible on how they address the draft. Because before today, I think they had no choice. They were either going to have to sign a proven veteran tight end or they were going to have to draft one. Now, while obviously Jason Witten is no long-term solution, we all know that. We'll see what happens after 2019. We'll see what his role is going to be. But now maybe they feel like, okay, if a tight end's there at 58 that we've liked all along and we feel like he's the best player on the board, plus he fills a long-term need, yeah, we'll still take one. But now you don't necessarily have to draft one in the second or third round, whereas before, I think there was a really good chance they were going to draft a tight end there. Now, with the Randy Gregory thing going down, you need more help on your defensive front. Maybe you go get an edge rusher now. Maybe, depending on what happens at safety, maybe you draft a safety now. I think what this does is it's a stopgap. It gives them some sort of flexibility to saying, hey, we at least feel like he can be solid in whatever his role will be. Yeah, we're not going to be great at tight end, but we feel like we're going to be better than we were last year. And maybe, some of those other guys you mentioned, maybe if they go back into a more condensed role, and it's more of a tight end by committee with Witten, whereas last year it was a tight end by committee without Witten, maybe all of a sudden that increases their level of play. So maybe that's part of the thought process as well.
And we have to ask these questions. So what it says to fans and what it says to just trying to put basic knowledge onto it, just common sense, is – you didn't like what Swain offered. You didn't like what Blake Jarwin offered at the end of the year. And Schultz wasn't developing fast enough. So now we go back and we get what we know, the consistency of Jason Witten. Now I ain't of the belief that, okay, he ain't played in a year. He's a year older. What I believe is he's going to come back with fresh legs. But now where do you take this as a coach? As a coaching staff and as ownership, do you take this and say, okay, we know when we're going to use him when we go in two tight ends, but will he be our third down guy? Or with Blake Jarwin? All of that will be worked out in training camp. And see, the issue I have with it is, if he has a nice year and Jason Witten is close to what he was before he left, then he's going to see the majority of the steps. I'm not one of them guys who's like, oh, no, he's not. Oh, yes, he will.
Well, Todd Archer doesn't disagree with you. He was on a jam session earlier today. He was on both shows. But he said this with Jock and Matt, that he's not really convinced that Witten will take a reduced role, and he's going to have to see it.
We know how he is. We know how fiery he is. We know how competitive he is. We know he was watching the Cowboys last year thinking, I'm better than any tight end that they have on the field right now. And this is when he's up in the booth calling the game against Tennessee. So I can't tell you how he'll react to that until we see it. And I don't think anybody can tell us. We can all say it, and he can say it, and the Cowboys can say it. But until it actually happens, where he willingly comes off the field, no one's really going
to
know.
Now, Jock's reporting that, according to a team source, that he has agreed to play a limited number of snaps. I hate phrases like that, because what does limited mean? Does that mean instead of 98, it's 85? Does that mean it's 60%? Does it mean it's half the snaps? I think that's a little too vague, and I don't think that's a clear enough answer for me.
Let me say this. I listen to all our shows, especially when this broke. Todd Archer is a guy that I really respect, him and JJT. And I'm with you. Unless that source is Jerry or Steven, I don't trust it in the fact that, and I'm not saying that this is – they didn't agree to this, and I know they had to tell JJT this because he even reported it.
Mm-hmm.
But Todd Archer is close to him, to Witten.
Yeah.
And I'm quite sure he asked Witten, hey, man, you going to come off that field? And Witten probably laughed at him, man, we'll see.
We'll see. And that's the thing.
And so now, if he plays more than 65% of the snaps, does that give another tight end a chance to grow?
Right. And the question is, too, who is the tight end you're trying to grow? Are you trying to grow them all?
Give me some.
That's the biggest thing I'm trying to figure out long term.
Yes, sir.
Do you think your tight end of the future is
Schultz?
Do you think he's even on the roster?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Is it Jarwin?
It's gotta be Schultz.
Well, you would hope so. They spent not a premium pick, but, you know, a fourth-round pick on him last year. And, you know, I thought down the stretch he played a little bit better and started to show some things.
Because if you got Jason Witten back, the tight end by committee failed, not to the disaster of the receiver by committee, but it was not what you wanted. Because if it did, if you could see it getting bigger and better as time went on, Witten wouldn't be back here.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that the tight end by committee didn't work.
Yep.
To our liking at mm-hmm. this time. But I don't see the reason, and I could be wrong, but if you go get a tight end in the second round, that means that a few guys at tight end got to leave.
Yeah, I think if you draft a tight end, the most likely scenario is that you've got three tight ends on the roster, and it's going to be Witten, I think Schultz, and the new guy. I think that means they would cut Jarwin.
They got to cut two of these guys.
Rico's done. I mean, he's not even worth mentioning.
Can I get a drink
of
water here?
They're not going to bring back a Swaim. I think that's obvious. Now, they did carry four tight ends last year. Maybe they carry four because they view like Witten's not going to be here more than a year or two. But
you can't do that because now you leave a guy not to grow.
Yeah, I agree.
You grow your best when you play games.
And you know what, Nate? If you draft a tight end in the second round, you're basically conceding that Schultz ain't the guy, right?
Thank you.
And which is fine. If you don't think he's the guy and you think the guy is there at 58, you go ahead and take him, but that's just the reality of it. Plus, you don't bring back Witten, like you said, unless you feel like you have a guy on your roster right now that can be a starter starting next season. And I think, ultimately, both sides saw that. Witten saw an opportunity where, hey, they haven't exactly upgraded at tight end. I still feel like I can play. And the Cowboys said, well, you know what? We don't have a good tight end.
Play that Todd Archer cut again, if you don't mind. Listen to what Todd Archer says, people.
We know how he is. We know how fiery he is. We know how competitive he is. We know he was watching the Cowboys last year thinking, I'm better than any tight end that they have on the field right now. And this is when he's up in the booth calling the game against Tennessee.
I'm better than any tight end that they have out there now.
And I
think
it's
true. Don't you know he told Todd that?
He probably told Garrett and the boys that when they started talking the last couple weeks. Like, guys, look, I still think I can play. I want to play. You sign me, I'm the best tight end you have. Am I right or am I right? And they probably looked around for about 10 seconds like,
they call Will McClay.
Dang, you know what? You're probably right.
But you see what I'm saying? But the way I would do it is, and I got two scenarios. You either keep, you bring Jason Witten back, you let a few guys go, you keep Schultz, you keep Blake Jarwin, you develop them.
Yeah.
And you really give them an opportunity to be a part of this.
Yeah, not five snaps a game. Yeah, like right. They're both seeing double-digit snaps a game.
Or if you go at number 58 draft and you draft the tight end.
Like if the Bama guy drops.
Yeah. Oh, my God, don't say that. Then it's only two guys getting all my snaps.
Yeah.
It's Witten and this guy drafted.
Yeah, and then Schultz or whoever's your distant third tight end
Thank
in case
you.
Someone gets hurt.
I'm Thank with you. You. And you agree, disagree?
I'm with you 100%.